各位弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters and also our friends.
小妹现在奉主耶稣圣名来做见证。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to bear a testimony.
这个礼拜我们的主题是神国与我家。
And so this week we have been using the topic, the kingdom of God and my household.
那在今天的见证会也是一个我的家经历神的国里的恩典的见证。
And so tonight, the testimony that I would like to share is also one of my family, as part of the household and kingdom of God and the grace that we have received.
神的国与我们每一个人的家其实都有密切的关系。
And so the kingdom of God is intimately related to each of our households.
我们在神的国里成为了救赎计划的轨道。
And so within the kingdom of God, we have also, construct, the pathway, that is the guide to salvation.
我们, 也在神的国里成为世世代代祭司的摇篮。
And, in the kingdom of God, we also become the cradle, to the generation of priests to come.
这是前两天所说的。
And so this is what we have shared in the past two nights.
那今天呢，我们其实每一个家庭也同样都是在神国里做真理的见证人。
And so today, we are the same. Each of our families, we are co-witnesses to the truth of God in the kingdom of God.
感谢神让小妹能够有这个机会再次来思想神的作为与恩典。
And so I thank the grace of God that he has given me this opportunity to once again reflect upon his works and blessings.
那今天所要见证的是在2018年6月以后所发生的事情。
And so tonight I would like to testify about something that occurred after June 2018.
这个事件也是小妹有接收到布里斯本的弟兄姐妹的关怀。
And so during this event, brothers and sisters of Brisbane Church also reached out to show their concern to me.
所以那个时候接到布里斯本诗班写卡片给 YY, 就是我觉得非常的感动。
And I was also very touched when the Brisbane Church Youth Choir at that time also wrote a card and delivered it to me, and I was very moved.
因为就是有很短暂的接触，但是大家却能够纪念并且关心带到。
And even though we only met very briefly, however, we were still able to show our concern and care for one another and keep each other in prayer.
愿神能够纪念大家的爱心。
And so I ask God also to remember everyone's love.
现在要先和大家一起来翻一个经节。雅各书的四章十三到十五节。
And so I would first of all like to turn to a Bible passage in James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 15.
雅各书四章十三到十五节。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 15. Verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life?It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
在2018年的6月17号。
And so on the 17th of June, 2018,
我们一家接受一个在山上的弟兄他的邀请去他山上的家访问。
My whole family, we were invited by a brethren who lived in the mountain areas to go up to the mountain to visit them.
那我们一家总共是我先生，就是林颂怀传道，还有我，还有我的妈妈，我的姐姐和我的女儿，那时候她六个月大。
And so my entire family, consisting of my husband, who is a preacher,Song Hai Lin, and also myself, my mother, my sister, older sister, and also my daughter, who at that time was only 6 months old.
在那个路上呢，我们 那天的天气是下雨。
And so on the day, it was raining.
然后现在和大家分享一下我们那时候行车的画面。
And so I would like to share with everyone some footage, from our drive that day.
好，那好，刚才大家所看到的就是我们那天在往山上的路上，半路就遇到了落石。
And so what you could see was that on the journey up to the mountain that day, on the way, there were rocks that were falling.
当我们开到一半的时候，就有一个300到500公斤的落石掉下来砸中我们的车。
And so when we were driving, then suddenly a boulder that was about 300 to 600 kilos fell and smashed into our car.
这是我们出门前也不会想到，我们坐在车里也不会想到的。
And so we did not obviously anticipate this, and when we were driving, we did not expect it either.
就像刚才读的雅各书的经文所说的，其实明天如何我们根本不知道。
And just as we have read in the book of James, we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
那现在来和大家看一下那一天的新闻。
And so I would like to also show everyone a snippet from the news report that day.
被中横落石砸烂，一家五口躲死劫。
这也没办法撑啊，连怪手拉了。
妇人受困在被巨石砸烂的车中，动弹不得。
A B 柱剪掉之后，再把车顶撑开。
消防人员破坏车底后，终于将受困在车内的妇人救出送医。
妇人的话，她的右脚有变形。
今天下午，真耶稣教会的传道林颂怀受邀要去台中和平区的环山部落传教。他开车载着妻子、6个月大的儿子等一家五口，到中横公路德基水库附近，突然有一颗重达300到500公斤的巨石从20公尺的山坡滑落，砸中引擎和副驾之间。
这车子过去正好中间，整个掉下来，砸到。整台车都
站
不起来。
虽然太太脚骨折，儿子头顶撕裂伤，他下巴撞伤，还好都没生命危险。丈母娘和小姨子则毫发未伤。动新闻，上帝保佑。报道。
好，那这个就是大概那个事件。
And so this briefly describes that period of time.
刚才在车里面的那个妇人就是小妹。
And as that lady you saw in the car at that time was me.
那刚才大家也看到这个车，整个变形的很严重。
And you can also see that the car was very badly mangled.
刚才在还在行车记录器的那个画面的时候，不知道大家有没有注意到，这个背景有一些声音。
And so I'm not sure if you noticed or not that during the dash cam footage, you could hear some audio in the background.
那个是我们在车里面在听讲道，是台湾的林章伟传道在讲道的录音。
At that time, we were listening to a recording of a sermon from by preacher Zhang Wei Lin in Taiwan.
很奇妙，就是后来我们在回顾去看这个影片的时候，才发现刚好他讲到说感谢神的时候，那个石头就掉下来了。
And so when we looked back on the dashcam footage, we noticed that as he mentioned the words "Thank God," the boulder struck our car.
不知道刚才大家有没有听见
？And so I'm not sure if you could hear the audio or not.
就感觉很奇妙的神告诉我们这一切是他所命定的我们只要感谢他。
And so, we felt that it was very miraculous and understood that everything is in the hands of God and all that we need to do is to thank and to, is to praise him and thank him constantly.
那接下来呢小妹就来分享在这个事件当中所体验到的对圣经真理然后怎么样在这个事件当中让小妹从体验中得到印证。
And so I would like to share that through this experience, we can share about the truth of God and also how I felt that the truth of God was evident.
首先我们看约翰福音的十四章。
And so first of all, let us turn to the gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, we'll read verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
神所要赐的平安不是让我们只是每天都很平顺。
And so the peace of God that he gives us is notthat we will simply live a very smooth sailing day-to-day life.
当然，神也让我们大部分的时候是很平安的。
And of course, generally speaking, God will grant us peace in life.
但是像刚才小妹一家人发生这样的事情，是否就失去平安了呢？
But as I have experienced with my family, does that mean our peace is lost?
神的平安是让我们在这样子的事件当中仍然心中平静喜乐。
But the peace of God is that even in such circumstances like these, the depths of our heart can still find joy and peace.
并且在许多的细节当中都能够看见神奇妙的恩慈。
And also that in the little things we are able to see the miraculous grace and mercy of God.
在我们车子被击中之后，后面的车全部都停下来帮我们。
And after our car was struck by the boulder, everyone behind us stopped and tried to help.
那其中有一辆大卡车，很巧的，它刚好有无线电。
And so it just so happened that there was a truck driver there who had a UHF radio.
那个地方手机收不到讯号。
Because where we were, there was no mobile reception.
但是神很奇妙的就安排了一辆车，它有无线电。
But miraculously, God had arranged for this truck to be there, and this truck had a UHF radio.
所以就可以很快跟山下求救。
So that we could call for help from people at the base of the mountain.
那在等待救援来的时候大家都一直注意说小心小心上面可能还会再有后续的落石掉下来。
And so while we were waiting, there were also a lot of people looking out for any other rocks or boulders that were falling down.
但是很奇妙的，就是只有一些小小的掉下来，却没有像刚才那么大的落石掉下来。
But there were only very small rocks and pebbles that fell down. There were no more boulders that followed.
那事实上，后来救难队用直升机再去那个地方再看一看的时候。
And indeed, afterwards, when the rescue team was surveying the area from the helicopter,
他们看见其实就在那个地方的上面有两颗很大的巨石在那里摇摇晃晃。
That they found two more boulders that were very unstable just above where we were.
但是神却让它没有掉下来。
But God did not allow these to fall.
那除了这些很奇妙的平安之外。
And so apart from these miraculous incidences of peace,
在腓立比书的第四章第七节。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 7,Chapter 4, verse 7 reads, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
其实神要赐给我们的平安，更重要的是去保守我们的心怀意念。
And so the peace of God that will be given to us, more importantly, is one that will guard our hearts and our minds.
其实很多人在经历这种灾难的时候是会心里有很大的惊吓，之后还会有阴影的。
In fact, a lot of people when they encounter these types of events, they might have a lot of fear or terror in their heart, and there will also be a trauma that follows.
但是神让我们在当下就很平静，之后每天也都睡得很好。
However, God gave us peace in that moment, and also afterwards, we were able to sleep very soundly at night.
当我自己一个人还被困在车里的时候，我在想什么呢？
And so when I was still trapped by myself alone in the car, what was going through my head?
其实在车子被撞了之后就震动震动，然后停下来了，我就看，诶，我们还活着。
And so when the boulder hit the car, there was a violent shaking. However, after everything came to a still, the first thought that ran through my mind is that it seems I'm still alive.
甚至我是觉得我们距离死亡还很遥远。
And I still felt very far from death.
所以我那时候看车子的内装好像都还好，我不知道从外面看起来这么严重。
And so I could only see the interior of the car, and I actually thought everything still looked quite normal, but I could not see the car from the outside.
我觉得有一点遗憾，就是我以为已经可以回天家了。
And I even felt a little bit of regret at that time because I thought that it was time for me to return home.
那我那时候第一个感受就是神跟我说还不行。我必须要继续奔跑。
But the first thought that followed was that God said to me that it was not yet my time and I still needed to keep running on this journey.
我也还有很多亏欠神的事情必须要先去做完。
That I still had a lot of shortcomings and a lot of things that I owed to God that I needed to complete or correct.
后来我又开始想，诶，好像这个脚有可能会截肢哦。
And then I started to feel as if there's something with my leg that maybe I'll need to have the leg amputated.
因为我的脚是被卡在那个就是引擎盖被石头压住，而我的脚就被夹在变形的引擎盖下面。
And so the boulder had crashed into the bonnet of the car, and so the metal that was deformed had pinned my leg down.
所以被夹住很久了，我觉得有可能是要截肢。
And so after having been pinned there for so long, I thought that they would have to end up amputating my leg.
所以我就开始想，诶，雅各他是在 变成瘸腿之后，他的信仰才进到了一个新的阶段。
And I also thought to myself that for Jacob, it was also after he was, his leg was impacted or crippled before his faith was able to enter into the next stage.
那今天神如果要我一条腿，让我的信仰能够进展到另一个层、另一个阶段，那我是不是愿意呢？
And if God today was also to take my leg for my faith to grow to the next stage, would I actually be willing to do so?
那平常我们都会说啊，用什么来换信仰都值得。
And of course, usually in our day-to-day life, we can easily say that we can exchange anything in life for our faith, and it would be worth it.
那所以当现在真的面临这个时候，我就觉得哦，那我应该就要接受这件事情，因为是好的。
And so when we are truly faced with the situation, then we will be able to say to ourselves, or I thought we should say to ourselves that we need to be able to accept it because it is for our good.
而且如果今天神会让我遇到这个事情，必然是神觉得是好的。那也许就是因为少了一条腿，我可以不会变骄傲，不会败坏，那这样是很值得的。
And so if everything in our life happens because of God's intention, then perhaps this is something that I'll need to accept. And perhaps by losing a leg, it will keep me from becoming proud, or boasting. And in the end, this would be good for me.
所以我就已经开始在想，哦，那我以后少了一条腿之后，我的传道工作大概要怎么进行？
And then I started to think to myself, if I lose one of my legs, then how can I continue with ministry work as a preacher?
就是神很奇妙的让我的想法不会纠结在说为什么会发生这种事，或者是发生这样怎么办，而是我会去接受，然后我就开始就想，哎，这个是一定是好的。
And so, by the grace of God, that when I was pondering these questions, I was able to come to the understanding and the acceptance that if God allowed this to happen to me, then He must have some good intentions for me.
后来我又开始想，因为那个救难还是没有来，我就继续想其他的。那小孩呢，在哪里？
And so help had not yet arrived, so I started to think about some other questions, and I suddenly thought to myself,I wonder where my daughter is.
那我就想，也许她会死哦。
And I thought to myself, maybe my child is dead.
那也没关系，因为还好她四个月大的时候已经受洗了。
And so I also thought to myself, but thank God that I was able to have my child baptized when she was only 4 months old.
要是没死呢？
And what if my child was still alive?
那这个事件会不会造成她人格上的什么影响呢？
Will this event or incident have any detrimental impact to her character or life?
或者她的肢体啊、听力啊，会不会有什么有变成什么残障呢？
Will she become disabled, whether in any physical form or perhaps from her hearing, will she be impacted?
那神也让我想，因为他也是神的未来的仆人呢，所以这一切也都是神为他预备的。
And so, this child is also one day to become a worker and a servant to the Lord, and therefore everything that happens, it is also prepared by the Lord.
就是神是为了他将来所要在的那一个在神国里的位置而预备他变成这样子的个性。或者这样子的样子。
And so whatever happens to her, what she becomes is what God has prepared for her, for her place in the kingdom of God.
所以也不会觉得有什么忧伤或挂虑。
And so I was not particularly anxious or sorrowful because of this.
后来过了一个小时，那个救难队跟救护车就来了。
And so after about an hour, the rescue team and the ambulances arrived.
其实 通常人在那种时候等待是会很焦虑，觉得到底什么时候会来，会不会错过黄金时间。
And so usually during these periods of time, people would be very anxious and worried whether help will arrive too late or if they miss the golden opportunity of a rescue.
但是神让我觉得没关系，就是反正就是会来啊，那不来也就是就这样啊。
But God gave me this calm to understand that if they come, they will arrive. If they don't, then they don't.
那很感谢神啊，当救难队来了之后，就开始急救。
And so I thank the grace of God. After the rescue team started, they started their emergency rescue processes.
后来才知道，原来他们那么久才到，是因为走错路。
And then I realized that they arrived after such a long time because they actually took the wrong turn.
那通常人知道这种事情就会很生气。
And usually if people were to hear something like this, they would become extremely angry.
但是神也让我们知道，就觉得一定也都在神的掌握当中。
But God allowed us to understand that everything was within his control.
即使人发生错误，如果神要保守，并不会因为人的错误而失败。
And so if God intended to do something, if God intended to protect us, it will not be affected by the mistakes that human error makes.
那如果神愿意让这个错误来造成什么结果，那也是神允许的。
And if God allows this human error to result in any particular outcome, then it is also by the allowance of God.
在现场急救的时候，这个救护车帮我带氧气罩，然后救难队在锯车子。
And so at the scene of the accident, paramedics had placed an oxygen mask on me, and the rescue team was busy cutting the car open.
那他们没有良好的沟通，所以就在锯车子的时候冒出了火花。
And so there was a bit of miscommunication, so that when they were cutting the car open, they accidentally caused some sparks.
那这个火花就掉到我的氧气罩上。
And the sparks actually landed on my oxygen mask.
那氧气碰到火就助燃，所以整个我的脸就烧起来。
And when the oxygen came into contact with these sparks, it burst into flames right on my face.
那感谢主，就是我就赶快在那里就是拍，就是烧到我了，然后他们就赶快帮我灭火。
And I was swatting away the fire, and I was yelling that it was on fire, and so they came to put out the fire for me.
所以那个时候除了身上多重的骨折，那脸上也有灼伤。
And so apart from multiple fractures, I also ended up with burns on my face.
这个现在大家看得到脸部的毛发全部都是重长的。
And so all the hair that you see on my face and head, they had regrown afterwards.
那这个额头啊，脸颊也本来那时候是黑的，就烧焦了。
And so my face, my forehead, and also my cheek, was also charred.
那这些就是多增加的伤，其实本来应该没有。
And so these were probably avoidable injuries that I didn't originally had to suffer.
但是呢，神也让我觉得很坦然。
But God still allowed me to simply accept all of this.
因为我想，如果我因为这样毁容，那也许神就借这样保守我不会骄傲。
And so even if I was to lose any figure or face on my appearance, then perhaps God allows this to happen to me so that I do not become proud.
那接下来呢，我就顺利的从车子里脱困，送到了医院急救。
And so afterwards, I was successfully removed from the car, and then I was sent to the hospital in emergency.
那在救护车上，我的先生他有什么样的心情呢？
And so on the ambulance ride, what was my husband like at that time?
其实他后来分享，他在抢救的现场，其实他有一点慌乱。
And so he shared with me that when they were rescuing me at that moment, he was quite anxious.
但是呢，当他坐上救护车，他的心里却出现了一首诗歌。
But when he got onto the ambulance, in his heart, there was a particular hymn that resounded.
那也就是刚才我们所唱的195首。
And it was the hymn that we had just sung, hymn number 195.
那首诗它是说，以中文来说就是神让我们去游览，去看神所赐福的迦美地。
And so in the Mandarin text, the lyrics say that God allows us to view the bountiful and beautiful land that he has prepared.
好像是在坐游览车一样，在游览。
And we are viewing this as if we were on a tour.
但是他明明是在坐救护车，他不是坐游览车。
And so he was on an ambulance at the time, not a tour bus.
然后他也不是在一个看起来非常漂亮的地方，而是一个灾难现场。
Nor was he touring a very beautiful scenery, but instead he was at the scene of an accident and a disaster.
但是神却让他的心感觉他就正在神所预备的迦美地。
But in his heart, he felt as if God, he was placed in the beautiful place that God had intended for him.
所以这些都是神所赐的不像世人所赐的平安。
And so all of these things describe the peace that God gives, not as the world gives.
那我们的时间好像快到了，但是后面还有蛮长的，就是我怎么复原的这部分。
And so even though time is almost up, there's still actually quite a bit to tell because there was also the process of my recovery.
那先分享一些这个恢复过程的画面好了。
But I would also like to share some images of my recovery process.
好，刚才这个是在现场的这个抢救的过程。
And so these are pictures of the rescue at that time.
这个呢是送到医院，我的孩子他也很奇妙的也被送到医院了。
And so I think miraculously my child was also sent to the hospital as well.
因为他是先被那个好心的卡车司机送下山，所以我不知道他去哪了。
Because the kind-hearted truck driver actually took my baby and had delivered him down the mountain first, so I did not know where she was at the time.
后来才知道他本来要送到另外一家医院，因为那家医院不收，所以又才送到跟我同样的医院。
And so originally she was meant to be transported to a particular hospital, but because the hospital could not accept her, and therefore they redirected her to the same hospital I was in.
那他那时候耳朵有在流血。
And at that time, she was bleeding through her ears.
所以也有可能他耳朵有耳膜会不会破了就聋了。
And so we were worried that her eardrums perhaps were ruptured, and it might cause hearing loss.
后来发现并没有。
But in the end, we discovered that this was not the case.
他到现在耳朵都还很好。
And even to today, her ears are fine.
那她在急诊室的时候，医生把她的尿布打开。
And so when she was in emergency, the doctors also removed her diapers.
发现里面很多的碎玻璃、碎石头。
And found that there were a lot of fragments of broken glass and rocks within her diaper.
但是她的屁股却非常的完好。
However, she did not have any superficial injuries or her bottom was still perfectly fine.
那在经过这样的飞山碎石当中，她除了额头有，还有鼻梁有三个撕裂伤。
And so apart from three lacerations on her forehead and also her nose,
其他她的眼睛，她的 内脏头这些很重要的部位通通都没有问题。
Her eyes, her internal organs, her head, all of these were perfectly fine.
所以神的保守非常的奇妙，就这么小的小婴儿，这么小的范围，他都能够控制每一个石头，能够不要乱飞。
And so the protection of God is such, and is all within His power to control, even in such a small area, where these rocks can go and where they cannot.
所以就很像约伯记三十八章八到十二节所说的。
And so it is similar to what is written in Job chapter 38.
Yes.八到十二节
Chapter 38, verse 8 to verse 12, verse 8. Well, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? Verse 9. When I made the clouds its garment and the thick darkness its swaddling band? Verse 10. When I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors? Verse 11. When I said, this far you may come, but no further, and you hear your proud waves must stop? Verse 12. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place?
神诚然是万物的主宰。
And so God has authority over all things and all creation.
任何的石头，任何的风吹草动，也都在神的主权之下听命。
Whether rocks, whether grass, or whether the wind, these are all under the command of God.
所以我们如果不是神允许，一根头发都不会掉在地上。
Therefore, if not by the permission of God, not one single strand of our hair will fall to the ground.
那接下来这个是我我的颈部呢也很有可能有受伤。
And so it was also likely that I suffered some injuries to my neck.
但是很感谢神到后来发现颈部是没有受伤的。
And so they put a collar on me, but in the end, I realized, I thank God, that there was no injuries.
那其实之前的住院期间都要带着这个护颈。
And however, while I was hospitalized, I had to wear this neck brace.
所以我其实觉得很不舒服，因为被拘束，而且头很痒。
And so I felt very uncomfortable because I felt like I was being restrained. And everything, my head was also very itchy.
结果就在一个安息日，医生来确认我颈部没有问题，就把我释放了。
And on a Sabbath day, one of the doctors came to check on me and confirmed that I did not suffer any injuries to my neck, and therefore they were able to release me from my bondage.
所以我也对于这个安息日当中，神要我们去释放那些被捆锁的灵魂有了一些感触。
And so this also reminded me that as God intends for us on the Sabbath, then to be able to release those souls that are still in bondage in this world.
那这个是我全身的一些受伤的状况。
And so this picture shows the injuries that I had sustained to my entire body.
那我整个右边都是从右肩膀到右腿，最严重是右脚踝都骨折。
And so I had fractures down the entire right side of my body, as you can see from my shoulder, down my legs, and the most severe was at my right ankle.
那左手的手指也有骨折。
And I also had fractures in my left hand, in my fingers.
那这个是我的孩子，他6月17号发生事情，但是6月28号他就很快乐了。
And so thank the grace of God that on the 17th of June, this accident occurred. However, by the 28th, my child had fully recovered and was back to her cheerful self.
他其实在刚发生事情的前三天是哭得非常可怜，就是醒着的时候就在哭，然后哭到睡着，然后醒来继续哭。
And so for the first 3 days after the incident, she would basically spend all her waking moments crying until she fell asleep again.
并且不吃， 她只吃母奶，轻喂的母奶。
And so she wouldn't eat anything else except for breast milk that I had to feed her myself.
她这个非常坚持的个性，也在神的权柄之下，让她三天之后就屈服，然后愿意吃其他的奶粉，其他的食物。
And so though she was quite stubborn for the first 3 days, however afterwards, thankfully she was able to give in and also start accepting other food.
神也让她的心里很健康。
And so God also allowed her to be very healthy in and out.
那事实上我在她从出生到这个时候我都是请假留职停薪照顾她。
And so from her birth until that up to then, that whole time, I was on leave without pay to take care of her.
那这个可能也是这个时代很多父母会觉得我想要花比较多的时间亲自照顾来建立我们之间的关系。
And so in this generation, a lot of parents would think the same, that we should spend more time on our children to build up a close relationship with them.
但是呢，当我在这个落石事件中去住院了。
However, when this incident occurred and I had to be hospitalized,
我去住一个月。
I was hospitalized for an entire month.
离开这个孩子身边一个月。
And so I also was taken away from my child for an entire month.
在我去住院之前，他是无论如何都不离开我的，只认得我的。
So prior to this, she would not, she was very attached to me and she would not let me out of her sight.
但是当我离开一个月，回来他已经不认得我了。
However, after a month had passed, she had all but already forgotten me.
因为我的味道也已经不一样，我的长相因为毁容所以也不一样。
And so my smell would have changed and my, my appearance because of the injuries that I suffered to my face, I also would have looked different.
然后全身骨折，我也没办法用同样的力气抱她。
And so having fractures all through my body, I could not pick her up with the strength that I had before.
所以她能够辨识出我的那些线索都没有了，她就不认得我了。
And so because of this, she was not able to recognize me.
所以就让我有一个很深的体会，诗篇的127篇第一节。
And so this reminded me of Psalm 127 verse 1, and it resonated with me very deeply.
请读。
Psalm 127 verse 1, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
所以在这个事件当中，其实当然我们去体验到很多神的恩典，但是我觉得这也是神要告诉我，要教导我的一个观念。
And so through this all, of course, we have received a lot of God's grace. However, I think God was also trying to teach me a concept.
今天我如果能够将自己完全的献上来侍奉神，
that if I am able to offer myself completely to the service of God,
神就坚固我的家。
Then God will also strengthen my household.
当我想要分一些心力，甚至是像我这样留职停薪，把自己的侍奉暂停下来，要去投注在养育孩子上面，那神会让我发现枉然劳力。
And when we want to divide our attention, for example, when I felt that I can stop my service to God and go on leave without pay to spend time with my family, God will remind us that all our efforts may end up in vain.
所以这个见证其实还很长，但是呢，可能配合我们这个神国与我家的主题，在这一点上面是特别值得与大家分享的。
And so, of course, there is a lot more to this testimony. However, along with our theme of the kingdom of God in my household, I think this point resonates particularly well.
那后来呢，这个脸的伤，神也很奇妙的 让我只有用生理食盐水清洁，它就很自然的好得很好。
And so, in regard to the injuries that I suffered to my face, I thank the grace of God that all I did was clean it, with saline, and, in the end, it recovered, very well.
所以我就复原得很快。那这个膝盖呢，本来都不能，就是已经没办法自己弯了。
And so I healed up very well. And so for my knee, originally I was not able to bend it at all.
但是神就让我在，医生说你差不多要出院咯，但是你的脚还不能弯，你要赶快练习。那大概一个礼拜之内突然，也不是突然，就是进步的很快，那就变成可以90度的弯曲，可以回家。
And so, the doctors were saying to me that we plan to discharge you in about a week. However, your knee still can't bend. And therefore, you really need to work on, your rehab so that, you can get better soon. And indeed, thank God, within that period of time, I was able to bend at 90 degrees.
那这个是还在进步当中。
And so this is the progress where I was still gradually improving.
如果大家有看这个时间就知道大概过一个月就一直在进步。
And so if you look at the dates, you can see that I improved, throughout the month.
那脸部也已经好的差不多了。
And all the, and the injuries to my face were also, all healed almost.
这是在住院期间一直不能够外出，偶尔神让我这个双人房隔壁的人出院，所以我就可以享受到窗户边看阳光的时间。
And so because we were not able to leave the hospital, during the times when the two-person room, the other person was being discharged, or was still empty, I was able to have the room to myself and go to the window to get some sunshine.
那像这样子小小的恩典也都是非常宝贵的。
And so even small, graces like this, I think, are very precious.
那这个是已经快要90度了。
And so I can almost bend my knee 90 degrees.
所以我在7月22号就出院了。
And so on the 22nd of July, I was discharged.
那通常我全身这么多的骨折，大概一般人没那么严重也要住三个月，但是我却一个月左右就出院了。
And so I had fractures throughout my body, and people who have less severe injuries, than I sometimes have to stay up in the hospital for up to 3 months. However, I was discharged within 1 month.
那事实上骨科也很惊讶，说从这种灾难现场竟然会直接送到骨科，而不是先送到那些就是内脏受伤、脑受伤那种比较严重的科。
And so the orthopods were also saying that it was very miraculous how, you would, come directly to our department after such a severe accident, because usually you would probably have to go to another specialty first, because, you typically have injuries to the brain or some other internal organs.
所以神很奇妙的就是他好像下手很重，但是其实他轻轻放下。
And so very miraculously, even though it seemed that God was very heavy-handed, but in fact, he let me down very gently.
那到7月30号，神就让我的孩子又慢慢的开始认识我。
And so, by about the 30th of July, my daughter started to recognize me again.
所以我们就又重新建立亲子关系。
And so we had to, rebuild, this relationship.
那这个时候神也让我的脚踝可以踩钢琴的踏板，手指刚才有说有骨折，也可以弹钢琴的。
And so by this time I was able to start moving my ankles so I could pedal the piano, and my fingers, were also recovered well enough so I could start playing the piano again.
这些就是一直在复原。那就是到年底，大概过半年之后， 的一个和家人的照片。
And so this is a family photo during the end of the lunar year.
那在这个事件当中，神也让我体验到家人以及弟兄姐妹的爱。
And so through this process and this experience, God also allowed me to experience the love that is shown by the brothers and sisters and also our families.
有一些弟兄姐妹的的协助真的非常的细心。
And so there are brothers and sisters who are very, who care a lot and are very considerate.
有的人主动说要帮我的孩子做副食品。有的人每天送餐去给我妈妈吃。
And so there would be people who prepare food for my children, for my child, or some other brothers and sisters would also meal prep for my mother.
有的来家里打扫厕所。
And some would even come to the house to clean for us, even help clean our toilet.
所以这些事都让我去重新反省自己过去在爱心的服饰上其实做得很不够。
And so through this experience, it also allowed me to reflect on my own past and realize that in the work of hospitality and love towards others, I have been extremely lacking.
那在当我失去很多的行动能力的时候，我还很想要去掌控一切，我就去反省到原来我很骄傲。
And so after I lost all my mobility, I still felt that I would be able to be in control of everything. And in that instance, I realized that I was actually quite a proud person in my heart.
所以感谢神让我经历这些事。
And so I thank the grace of God for allowing me to experience these things.
也让我在这当中得到一段很完整的休息。
And so through this time and experience, it also allowed me to thoroughly rest.
也在这当中去体验到他的国度里的平安。
And through this, I can also come to experience the peace that is found in God's kingdom.
也认识到我自己里面的很多不足。
And allow me to understand myself and the many aspects which I am still lacking.
那我们最后读罗马书第八章二十八节。
And so lastly, let us read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
感谢神，借着这些事来显出他的荣耀。
And so I thank God that through these events, he has manifested his glory.
也显出我们原是不配，但神仍看我们为宝贵。
And it also shows that we were originally unworthy, however, God instead has viewed us as something very precious.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于天上的真神。
May all glory, honor, and praise be unto our true God in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.